While IEEE bylaw I-110, paragraph 10, provides the governance authority for ethical advice and ethical support, policy 7.11 provides the procedures to be followed to implement it. In addition, the process to be followed is illustrated by a flow diagram first developed by IEEE USA in 1981. It made sense that IEEE USA developed that process diagram, for it was the advocate in 1977 and 78 for the Member Conduct Committee to be empowered to provide advice and support, as the Board of Directors only wanted at that time to empower the MCC to discipline members. I am a firsthand witness to this history, for I led the USAB Ethics Task Force develop the original proposal to provide ethics advice and ethical support, and later was asked by then USAB President John Guerrero, and I did give USAB's proposal to the board then for creating a member conduct committee empowered to discipline, advise, and support ethically. Once the member conduct committee got established, it acted to endorse IEEE ethical support in two cases, the Virginia Egerton case in 1978, and later the Salvador Castro case around 1998. Unfortunately, that all changed when board members took action to cease all pro-ethics services in 1998, leaving only member discipline as the Member Conduct Committee's sole function. That remained until 2020, when EMCC Chair Greg Adamson acknowledged to me that bylaw I-110, paragraph 10, did duly empower the EMCC to provide ethics advice and ethical support in addition to member discipline. Now it will be up to IEEE's rank and file members to see that all of these three services remain unchanged, for a board of directors may change a bylaw or procedure at any time in the future. However, in the event a future board were to act to remove advice and support again, as it once did in 1998, IEEE members can correct that by amending the Constitution as was done in 1972 when professional activities was added to IEEE for the first time in its nearly 100 years in existence.